A double murder inside a Dallas hospital. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Officials at Methodist Medical Center called yesterday's shooting an unimaginable tragedy. Two employees were killed by a suspect who police say was out on parole.
Police say an officer saw the suspect with a gun and fired a single shot, striking that person who is now in custody. The hospital says there's no ongoing threat, but a motive for the shooting has not been reported.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Nestor Hernandez, who was wearing an active ankle monitor, faces capital murder charges. A bomb scare disrupted air travel in Toronto yesterday after a suspected device was discovered near the ferry terminal for the city's Island Airport.
Canadian police detained two people who they say are cooperating after a possible explosive device was found. The ferry terminal and nearby residential buildings were all evacuated.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. The leaders of Russia and North Korea have congratulated China's president.
While the last two Chinese presidents have held office for a decade each, Xi Jinping will go on to a third five-year term as the leader of the world's second largest economy. Xi has presided over a zero-COVID policy, which has slowed economic growth and increased party control over people's daily lives.
Fox's Jessica Stone. Xi, who's 69, is expected by some to try to stay in power for life. The Philadelphia Phillies are one win away from a trip to the World Series. They beat the San Diego Padres 10-6 in Game 4 of the National League Championship Series. In the ALCS, the Houston Astros could sweep the New York Yankees after yesterday's Game 3 shutout. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The victims of a mass shooting in Raleigh, North Carolina, are being laid to rest. Yesterday, a memorial was held for Gabriel Torres, an off-duty police officer who was killed while sitting in his car before leaving for work. His wife, Jasmine.
Our story brought us to Raleigh, North Carolina, where you worked diligently to become a police officer. And you did it.
Also yesterday, a service for a woman who was shot and killed on a walking trail. The teenage suspect is accused of killing five people, including his older brother. His parents say they saw no warning signs. With Election Day about 2 weeks away, voters are concerned about crime.
You can't tell people that they can't even believe their own eyes because they see the videos for themselves. They see the pictures. They know the stories. Maybe they've been a victim. Maybe other people that they know have been victims. And again, they're looking for leadership.
Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin is running for governor in New York. Yesterday, incumbent Democrat Kathy Hochul announced a new initiative to keep New York City subway riders safe.
We have a crime-fighting strategy. We've leaned into proven law enforcement strategies, investing in new technologies that'll make a difference. And we're providing New Yorkers the support and the help they need.
The Police Benevolent Association panned the proposal, saying more officers are needed to patrol the subways. Another big issue that could impact the ballot, reproductive rights.
Now we are seeing an intentional restriction of rights. What is that saying about the trajectory and the direction of our country?
Vice President Kamala Harris at a roundtable discussion in Minneapolis yesterday. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.